ग्रहितकण्ठ्या पतिर्भिः पतिभिर्माधव्यो विरह आतुराः. The queens, Rukmini in her palace, and Satyamama in another palace, and like that Jambavati in another, Lakshmana in another, like eight queens are principal, and the eight Ashtasakhis in Vrindavan, Lalita, Vishakha, Adi, etc. But there are eight queens also, and then other queens. So they do not welcome this crowing of the cock. Hey! They think that means now Lord is going to get up, and then he's going to be busy throughout the morning, and then he goes to his office to attend his assembly. He's a Dwarkadish, he's a king of that region. And then he only returns in the evening. All day we will have no association, we'll be deprived. So they are not very anxious to leave the company of the Lord. But no matter what, as Lord here, Brahme Muhurtam Uttaya, Lord gets up, jumps out of the bed, and Dadhyo Prasanna Karana Atmanam Tamasa Param, says he begins meditation. What would Lord meditate upon? Because when there is meditation, immediately the question is, what is the object of meditation? So for us, the object of meditation is naturally the Lord, but for Lord, he would meditate. He's meditating upon himself. Swasamsthaya Swayam Jyotir Ananya Avyayam. He's inexhaustible, he's unlimited. Swayam Jyoti is effulgent. And he's meditating. He's sitting, this is called Padmasana. Asana that you're sitting in is also asana, called Sukhasana. Sukhasana. Sukh means easily you could manage. But this is like a lotus position. And doing this, he's doing like that. And you don't lose any energy, kind of. It circulates through. Like this. Not like this. Not like this. So there are different asanas. He's sitting in Padmasana. Usually we like Shavasana. Shava means dead body, like that. But one of the good ones is Sirshasana, with the head, standing on the head. So different, so many asanas. So this one is Sukhasana that we are sitting in. So Lord takes his bath. Yatha apluto ambhasi yatha vidhi paridhaya vasasi, and putting on new garments. After taking bath. So the bath is for cleansing the body externally, but the internal cleansing, first meditation, first we do chanting of the mantras, the hearing, this is for internal cleansing. Then Lord, Dhenunam Rukmasranginam Sadhvina Mautika Srajam, he begins his charities. At the entrance of each palace, the Brahmins have come, chanting mantras. And so Lord is giving in charity. The cows are being donated. The cows, the milking cows, the cows with the calf, the cows with the clothes on their body, decorations are there. Their horns are covered with gold, like we have palace of gold. We were just there last week, palace. So gold leafing, but more thicker, not just a leaf, thick, or on the horn, on the hooves also. So the cows decorated like that. We used to do this also when we were in our village. Cows and bulls. One special day, In Vrindavan, they do that during Kartik. There's a go puja. They worship cows, decorate the cows, put paint on the cows. Horns are painted. The ribbons are tied. We would also do that. Bring our bulls and cows to nearby river, lake, and we do cleansing. Full bath, full abhishek of the bulls, and then paint their horns and put some decorative cloth you can buy in the market. And then we would also have the bells. What do you call? Yeah, the bell. And as they move, there's tinkling, jingling of the bells. Then their pointed horns, we put a lemon. And on those lemons would stick incense. And just before the procession would begin, there would be a procession, the competition of whose bulls are best and powerful. And then incense is lit and they're walking. The bulls are walking. So cows here. Alamkratyebhyo viprebhyo badvam badvam dine dine. Every day thousands and thousands of cows are being donated by the Lord. And other needs of the brahmanas also being provided for. Charity. Parupakaraya. Lord is setting example. The grihasthas, they have to give. They are the providers for brahmacharis, for vanaprasthis and sannyasis. Of the four ashrams, only one party is money holder, property holder. Others are just on the street, on the road, in the forest, dependent on grihasthas. So Lord is playing a role of a grihastha here, householder, so he's giving charities. As the rivers flow for others, paropakaraya. Nadya vahanti. For others, the rivers are flowing. Paropakaraya vrakshaha phalanti. The trees are giving lots of fruits. They are not for themselves. They are for others. Paropakaraya idam shariram. Likewise, this human form of life is also for paropakaraya idam. This body is for others. For others' benefit, others' service. And Kurchetana Mahaprabhu asked us to make our life perfect by doing that paropkar. Kari kara paropkar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Bharata bhumite manushya janma hoila jar. Janma sarthaka kari kara paropkar. You want to make your life perfect? Well, kara paropkar. Do paropkar. What is that paropkar? Prabhupada has taught by his own example. Spread Krishna consciousness, share Krishna consciousness with others. And Prabhupada came 40 years ago. Today we are remembering. Next month, ISKCON's incorporation. ISKCON was founded, registered officially. Founded in 66 in July, middle of July in 66. So next month, ISKCON is going to be 40 years old. Arriba. It started with one person 40 years ago. Started with one person. And now how many? Right here we have a few hundred. And the Hare Krishna movement, by latest count and information that has reached me, I don't know what source. But the Hare Krishna movement is active in 160 countries by now. In 40 years, 160 countries. That's pretty good, right? And so this Prabhupada has done this kind of charity because of him. We are here because of him. We have this New Dwarka, we have Bhagavatam, we have whatever we have. We are able to speak something you are interested in hearing. He has become the cause, he arranged so that we could sit down and hear about Krishna. The purpose of the foundation of Hare Krishna movement. So, born in Bharatvarsha, born everywhere now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked us, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Karo Krishna Siksha. Chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, talk about Krishna. And this is the most, topmost welfare activity, welfare program. So Dwarkadhish is teaching by his own example.
Go vipra devata vraddha gurun bhutani sarvashaha namaskritya.
So as Lord is going around in the morning, the walk or visiting places, going to the temples, and as he meets elderly persons or anybody, he is offering his namaskar. Namaskar, namaskar, namaskar. Ram Ram, Sitaram, Radhesham, in different parts. In India there are different chants like that. As your good morning in America. So in Bharat Varsha they will say, Radhe, 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 Radhe. This is the way to greet others. Or we say Hare Krishna, we say Hari Bol, hi, hello, bhulo, chodo. Hare Krishna bolo. So again, see how Lord is greeting others, is offering namaskar, offering obeisances, and greeting them by chanting different names.
Tavat sudupaniya shandanam paramadbhutam.
So like this, we kind of quickly ran through his morning pastimes, morning schedule. And then time has come to go to attend the assembly. So Daruk, he gets Lord's chariot ready, which is Paramadbhutam, wonderful. And again, yesterday we heard the names of four horses. They had names. So one name and said, etc. And other, same, Sugriva and Bahalika. They have been yoked and the chariot has been readied for Lord's departure.
Grahitva panina panim.
And he's assisting chariot driver, helping hand for Lord to get into the chariot. And Lord is seated, and another person in the chariot, the same chariot, is Uddhav. Two seated in the back, and Daruk is driving the chariot. And as they are about to leave, but for Antapura Strinam, the queen of that particular palace and the maid servants and others in Metz, it is very hard for this time as Lord departs. Krachrasis, she would be gone. This separation from the Lord, this is unbearable for them. So Lord is looking at them and smiling, and that way he's stealing their minds.
Haran manaha.
He looks at them, glances upon them, and the meeting of eyes, and with that Lord is stealing their minds as he drives Sudharamakhyam sabham towards the assembly. And as he's driving, there's a description here that as if the sun is riding in that chariot. His Lord is effulgent.
Koti Surya Samaprabha.
As if even koti, millions of Suryas, suns are there. That kind of effulgence. In the presence of the Lord, the sun is like a candle. Like if we light a candle here, in this flood light, presence of flood light, the candle hardly doesn't exist, non-existent. So when Lord is there with his effulgence, the sun in the sky, like a little candle, with no hardly any light, in the presence of the Lord. So his chariot is moving as if the sun is moving. And now chariots are coming from all the 16,108 palaces, the chariots are coming. Coming, going towards one destination. And that's the assembly hall, the parliament of the Lord, called Sudharma, also designed by Vishwakarma. So amazing thing, as all the chariots come, Lord is getting down from each of those chariots and heading towards the entrance of the assembly hall. And as he enters, outside are 16,108 Krishnas. They have come from those many palaces. But as he enters, there is just one Krishna. And of course, as we are here, we could say that. And as he leaves in the evening, one Krishna comes out. How many chariots are waiting? 16,008 chariots are waiting. He expands his interrespective chariots and is remembering the corresponding queen and her needs and her... Maybe she has asked, oh, do this shopping on the way back home. And he has a list from 16,108 queens and he has to remember this all and he's very personal. He knows, remembers the names of queens have names, the sons, 10 sons, and they have 10 sons each. Lord remembers everybody's name, calls them by their personal name. Oh, sir, oh, this, oh, hey, you. Not like this. And they'll be disappointed. Hey, he doesn't even remember my name, you know. Doesn't even remember the name. He says, you know. The name. So Lord remembers everybody. He's so personal. So as he's going, he's only thinking that particular Krishna. He's thinking of the particular home, palace, children in that, and queen. So during the day, as he is there, we'll quickly run through. Yeah, this is very special assembly hall. No one feels thirsty or hungry as he enters an assembly hall. And so many other special features of this assembly. There, Lord has a very parama asane tatra upavishtaha paramasan. Special exalted asana he has. And as he sits, he's like a moon or sun, moon, and surrounded by the stars, all his ministers and consultants and associates. They are like stars and he's like a moon. And they are also, he's very relaxed, not tense. Some instruments are being played, they're also in the background. Mridanga veena veenu tala. All these different instruments are being played. In your offices, you could do such things. And some singing, some dancing also, some storytelling. He's fitting this into interspersing. He's doing his taking care of different affairs. And in the middle he has this entertainments, some music on the side, some humor, someone cracking jokes and like that. This music is very soothing, very secure. These days they use even cure different diseases. They use this music therapy. There's a new therapy being developed. The use of the music. And you could imagine the chanting that we do. We are getting cured. If we sung in a melodious way, every day we are prevention. Prevention is better than cure. We are preventing that cure of the disease. To stay in a good health. And the disease first comes into the mind before it comes to manifest in the body. So mind is cured by these sounds, pure transcendental sounds. I think some devotees from here also, they go to different places, hospitals or other places, play some music, isn't it? Mr. Sura Prabhu does this. He has some program. Now we are being forced, but if program like Krishna is followed, then it's natural. And no sickness, no stress and strain. A mantra meditation with your work. And so quickly one day what happened, this one person, he was not, Lord had not seen him before. He has come with an appeal on from 20,000 kings who Jarasandha has arrested, and they are kept in custody behind the bars. So one of them, somehow he has managed getting out of there, and he has come with appeal from those kings. He has signature campaign, signatures of everybody, and he has come to Dwarka begging for help. My dear Lord, please, vayam tvam sharanam yamo, Krishna Krishna prameyatman prapanna bhaya bhanjana. Oh, we have heard anyone who takes shelter of you becomes free from fear. We are now soul surrendered unto you. Please protect us. O Krishna, Bhagavad Darshana Kangshinaha. All those kings, they are very eager to have darshan of you. Prapanna padamulam te dinanam sham vidhiyatam. Please bestow mercy upon these dinas, these lost souls. We are in a very awkward position. We are behind the bars. Please give shelter at your lotus feet. Okay, so that is one scene, one day in the assembly. So as this episode was coming to an end, this person coming, this one prisoner, prison king from the prison, then Narad Muni comes. This is about to end. Narayana. And so he has another news. This king, represented. He had come from Bihar side, Magad Desh, and Narad Muni has come from Indraprastha, and he has news that Yudhishthira Maharaj is going to perform Rajasuya sacrifice, and Yudhishthira Maharaj would like your presence, my dear Lord. Yakshatitva makhendrena rajasuyena pandavaha. He wants to have an unrivaled supremacy, uncontested dominion. That's his vision, his wish, Yudhishthira Maharaj. So with that aim in mind, he would like to perform the best of all the sacrifices called Rajasuya sacrifice. He wants your approval, endorsement, and especially your presence during this sacrifice. And all the demigods coming, the kings, emperors coming from all over, they are expecting your presence. They are looking forward to have your darshan, your presence there. And as this news from Narad Muni was heard by the Lord and all the assembled members of that Yadu dynasty, the ministers, they said, no, we do not agree. This sacrifice, Rajasuya sacrifice, cannot take place. And then Lord is kind of wondering, oh, I have these two reports and two different things I'm expected to do. The Yadavas are opposing this Rajasuya sacrifice. So Lord turns to Uddhav. He's consulting Uddhav. My dear Uddhav, you are Tvam Hina Paramam Chakshu. You are my eyes. You show us the path. You tell us what to do now under these circumstances, this situation. And whatever you do, Shraddhadmaha Karavamatat, we will do accordingly. You are Tattvavit, you are the knower of the Tattva Siddhant, the policy, the strategy. So you guide us. And Uddhav says, my dear Lord, Sarvagyenapi Mugdhavat. Oh, you are knower of everything. But this is your leela. You would like me to contribute or advise. Okay, as service unto you, I suggest. Yes, both the things have to be done. Kind of Uddhava has read the mind of the Lord. He would like to see that both things happen. These kings are released from the prison, these 20,000 kings, and the Rajasuya sacrifice also takes place. So Uddhava's advice is Ato Jara Suta Jaya Ubhayartho Mato Mama. The first of the two things, of the two, the victory over or conquering Jarasan, Jara Suta Jaya, Jara Suta, Jarasan. He has to be conquered. And once that is done, well, automatically, all the kings would be liberated, would be released, and then the sacrifice could be performed. So with that advice from Uddhava, everything was clear, and then this is homework for you. You could read what next, how Lord goes to Indraprastha first, and from there he goes with Arjun and Bhim to the capital of Jarasandha, and in a wrestling match he was told, you go in the early morning hours and you beg for charity. And this Jarasandha, he is very famous for his charities. So beg for charity. Go as a Brahmins. Go during early morning hours and you beg for us for a fight. I want to fight with you. So that fighting has taken place 27, 28 days, and Jarasandha is killed. All those prison kings were out. They had darshan of the Lord, and it's a wonderful description of the details. How Lord treated them, honored them, dressed them, gave them chariots on befitting way they were honored. And thinking of the Lord, they returned to their respective capitals, and then Krishna, Arjuna and Bhim, they returned to Indraprastha, and big sacrifice was performed, Rajasuya sacrifice, and Agra Puja time, first person to be worshipped prior to the sacrifice, and different proposals were there, and Sahadev proposed Krishna should be worshipped, and Shishupal opposed, and he blasphemed the Lord. Okay, 50, okay, 65. He was allowed to commit 100 offenses. Okay, 100 times he could. And he 100 times he said so many blasphemous things. And it was too much for Pandava brothers and other devotees. Especially Bhima was ready with his gada, his club. He was being pacified. And finally, when the 100th, the blasphemy was uttered, Sudarshan Chakra, this big assembly, went straight to Shishupal, avoiding this person and that person. Any Shishupal here? No. And not a drop of blood fell. It is described here. Lord did not want, otherwise they will have to start maha cleanup from all over. Big sacrifice, everything was ready, mantras to be chanted now, but so he didn't want any bloody scenes. So Lord expertly beheaded, separated his head, but no blood was dropped, not even drop. And then fire sacrifice took place.